January 16th, Malcolm Gladwell.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
In 2013, Malcolm published David and Goliath, Underdogs, Misfits, and the Art of Battling Giants. Throughout the first year of research on this book, he collected examples of people's disadvantages turning into advantages. For example, many American presidents and British prime ministers had lost a parent in childhood. A young shepherd boy beat the giant Goliath. Malcolm spent time in libraries and talking to social scientists, poring over research to find how this had happened. Today's story begins as Malcolm meets the Dirksons, whose daughter has just been murdered. Surely this disadvantage could never be turned into any kind of good. Turns out, it took more than 20 years for Candace's killer to be found. Here's what Malcolm found out.
Jesus gives ordinary people extraordinary power if they are willing. Malcolm was on his way to Winnipeg to interview Wilma Dirksen, whose teenage daughter Candace had disappeared on her way home from school. A week later, she was found, her hands and feet bound, but she was dead. At the time, the search for Candace had become Winnipeg's biggest manhunt in the city's history. As the tragedy unfolded, Wilma and her husband, Cliff, were called to a news conference. One of the reporters asked, "How do you feel about whoever did this to Candace?" Cliff said, "We would like to know who the person or persons are so we could share, hopefully, a love that seems to be missing in these people's lives." And then Wilma added, "I can't say at this point that I forgive the person. We have all done something dreadful in our lives or have felt the urge to." The Dirksons' lack of vengeance and anger intrigued Malcolm, and he wondered how a family whose daughter had been brutally murdered could find such strength. Wilma told Malcolm that her family had immigrated from Russia after suffering persecution for their faith, and she grew up in the Mennonite tradition. "I was taught that there was an alternative way to deal with injustice," she said. "I was taught it in school, and we were taught the history of persecution. We had this picture of martyrdom that went right back to the 16th century. The entire Mennonite philosophy is that we forgive and move on." Ironically, Malcolm had also grown up in a Mennonite community, and his family was full of seminarians and preachers. The running joke back then was that Malcolm was the only one who hadn't preached a sermon. But when he moved to New York, he stopped attending church. He still believed in God. He just held on to the evidence and physical side of God, the logic of the Christian faith. Outside of logic, he thought, there wasn't much else to hold on to. But as he was talking with Wilma in her garden, he felt a change of heart. She seemed so normal. How could she overcome something this horrible? And he saw what he had been missing in his own faith, the power of Christ. It was one thing to read in a history book about people empowered by their faith, Malcolm wrote, but it's quite another to meet an otherwise very ordinary person in the backyard of a very ordinary house who has managed to do something utterly extraordinary. The Dirksons, through their press conference, showed the whole country the path to forgiveness. This could only be explained by the power of Christ at work within them. It was what Malcolm had been missing. He knew he had his own journey to take. Just like the people in his interviews, he had been missing the power and beauty of the faith he grew up in. "Here I was writing about people of extraordinary circumstances," he wrote, "and it slowly dawned on me that I can have that too." Psalm 73:26 says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Do you see the power of God working in your life? Jesus gives ordinary people extraordinary power if they are willing.
I
everyone. I'm Jim Brangenberg with iWorkRim, an organization dedicated to equipping Christ-following workplace believers to connect their faith with their work. As we talk about Malcolm Gladwell today, I think it's just amazing that this is all about forgiveness. Malcolm was covering a story, stories of people who had lost children. And what Malcolm saw was not anger or vicious retribution, but what he saw was forgiveness. And it reminded him of something he'd been taught growing up Mennonite, to forgive and move on. What's amazing, as most believers, we struggle with this. We struggle with forgiveness. Yet it was the one thing that Jesus talked about the most, because Jesus knew that the only way for us to be free was to forgive. And so he demonstrated that in his own death by dying on the cross. He died so that we could be free, but he reminded us that we need to forgive those around us. I think it's fascinating that when Peter said, well, how many times do I got to forgive my brother? And Jesus says, 70 times seven, essentially, you know, a ton, forever, as much as it takes. We struggle with this. We struggle with knowing how to forgive. Yet Jesus said at the end of the Lord's Prayer, he says, you got to forgive. Because if you don't forgive, your Heavenly Father's not going to forgive you. And I'm not saying I understand all that, but I do know this, that if I walk around in unforgiveness, I have a disconnectedness with my Heavenly Father. But if I forgive those that have hurt me, and I do it quickly, sometimes I have to do it multiple times, I live in a freedom that most people never will experience. And I think that's what God intended. He intended for us to live free. Jesus came to set the captives free. Guess what they're captive of? Bitterness and anger. They're just the stuff going on in their head. And here's how you know whether you need to forgive somebody or not. If you have conversations with people in your head that are really not there because they're in your head, they're not real people, you know you need to forgive those people because you're living in bitterness and anger. Forgiveness is the key to living in freedom. Malcolm Gladwell found it, and you can find it too.